77. What is the peek method used for in Java streams? The peek method is an intermediate operation that allows you to perform a side effect operation on each element of the stream without consuming it. It is often used for debugging. 78. What is the difference between map and flatmap in Java streams? The map method transforms each element of the stream into a new value, while flatmap transforms each element into a stream and then flattens the resulting streams into a single stream. 79. How do you use the foreach method in Java streams? The foreach method is a terminal operation that iterates over each element of the stream and performs a specified action. 80. What is a unary operator in Java functional interfaces? A unary operator is a functional interface that represents an operation on a single operand that produces a result of the same type as the operand. 81. What is the collect method in Java streams? The collect method is a terminal operation that transforms the elements of a stream into a different form, usually a collection like a list, set, or map. 82. What is the difference between find first and find any in Java streams? The find first method returns the first element in the stream, while find any can return any element from the stream. Find any is typically used in parallel streams. 83. What is optional in Java and how is it used in functional programming? Optional is a container object that may or may not contain a non-null value. It is used to represent a value that may be absent, allowing safe handling of null values. 84. What is the anymatch method in Java streams? The anymatch method is a terminal operation that checks whether at least one element of the stream matches the given predicate. 85. How do you use the reduce method in Java streams? The reduce method is a terminal operation that performs a reduction on the elements of the stream using an associative accumulation function and returns an optional containing the result. 86. What is the instream in Java streams? Instream is a specialized stream for working with primitive int values. It provides methods that are optimized for working with primitive values, reducing the overhead of autoboxing. Instream.range 1, 5, dot foreach, system.out, println, // output, 1, 2, 3, 4, 87. How does the skip method work in Java streams? The skip method is an intermediate operation that skips the first n elements of the stream and returns a stream with the remaining elements. 88. What is the limit method in Java streams? The limit method is an intermediate operation that returns a stream with at most the specified number of elements, truncating the stream if it is larger. 89. How do you use the mapToInt method in Java streams? The mapToInt method is used to convert a stream of objects to a stream of primitive int values. It is commonly used when you need to perform numeric operations on the stream elements. 90. What is a bifunction in Java functional interfaces? A bifunction is a functional interface that takes two arguments of different types and produces a result. It is commonly used for functions that take two inputs and return a result. 91. What is the difference between map and flatmap in Java streams? The map method transforms each element of the stream into a new form, while flatmap flattens the result into a single stream when the mapping produces multiple elements per input. 92. What is the unary operator functional interface in Java? A unary operator is a functional interface that takes one argument and returns a result of the same type. It is used for functions that perform operations on a single input and return the same type. 94. What is the function interface in Java? Function is a functional interface that takes one argument and returns a result. It is commonly used for mapping functions or operations that transform data. 95. How does the foreach method work in Java streams? The foreach method is a terminal operation that performs an action for each element in the stream. It is often used to iterate over elements in a stream. 96. What is the comparator interface in Java? Comparator is a functional interface used for comparing two objects. It is often used for sorting elements in a stream or a collection. 97. What is reduce used for in Java streams? Reduce is a terminal operation used to combine all elements in a stream into a single result. It uses an associative accumulation function. 98. What is the instream in Java? Instream is a specialized stream for working with primitive int values. It provides methods that reduce overhead and improve performance when working with primitive data types. Instream.range 1, 5, dot foreach, system.out, println, // output, 1, 2, 3, 4, 99. How can you create a stream from an array in Java? You can use arrays.stream to create a stream from an array. 100. How do you use stream.generate in Java? Stream.generate is a method that generates an infinite stream based on a provided supplier. You can limit the size of the stream using limit to prevent it from running indefinitely. 101. What is the supplier functional interface in Java? The supplier functional interface represents a supplier of results. It has a method get that doesn't take any input parameters and returns a value. 102. How does stream.filter work in Java? Stream.filter is a method that returns a new stream containing only elements that match the specified predicate. It is often used to filter out unwanted elements. 103. What is the optional class in Java? Optional is a container object which may or may not contain a value. It is used to represent the possibility of a null value and helps avoid null pointer exception. 104. How can you create an immutable collection in Java? Java provides the collections .unmodifiable list, unmodifiable set, and unmodifiable map methods to create immutable collections. In addition, you can use list.of and set.of in Java 9 and later. 105. What is the use of stream.peek in Java? Stream.peek is an intermediate operation that allows you to perform a side effect on each element of the stream as it is processed. It is primarily used for debugging purposes. 106. How does stream.concat work in Java? Stream.concat is a method that merges two streams into a single stream. It takes two streams as parameters and returns a new stream that contains the elements of both. 107. How do you use stream.collect in Java? Stream.collect is a terminal operation that transforms the elements of the stream into a different form, typically a collection, such as a list, set, or map. 108. What is stream.allmatch in Java? Stream.allmatch is a terminal operation that checks if all elements in the stream satisfy the given predicate. 109. What is the difference between limit and skip in Java streams? Limit is an operation that truncates the stream to a specified size, while skip is used to skip a specified number of elements from the beginning of the stream. 110. How does stream.forEachOrdered work in Java? Stream.forEachOrdered is similar to forEach, but it guarantees the elements are processed in the encounter order if the stream has an encounter order. 111. What is the consumer functional interface in Java? Consumer is a functional interface that represents an operation that accepts a single input argument and returns no result. It has the method accept. 112. How do you use stream.reduce in Java? Stream.reduce is a terminal operation that performs a reduction on the elements of the stream using an associative accumulation function and returns an optional result. 113. What is stream.flatmap used for in Java? Stream.flatmap is an intermediate operation that replaces each element of the stream with a stream of new values, then flattens the resulting streams into a single stream. 114. What is the difference between map and flatmap in Java streams? Map transforms each element into one element, while flatmap can transform each element into zero, one, or more elements and flattens the result into a single stream. 115. How does stream.distinct work in Java? Stream.distinct is an intermediate operation that returns a stream with distinct elements, removes duplicates, according to the equals method. 116. What is stream.anymatch in Java? Stream.anymatch is a terminal operation that checks whether any element in the stream matches the provided predicate. It returns true if at least one element satisfies the condition. 117. How does stream.nonmatch work in Java? Stream.nonmatch is a terminal operation that checks if no elements in the stream match the given predicate. It returns true if none of the elements satisfy the condition. 118. What is the purpose of stream.sorted in Java? Stream.sorted is an intermediate operation that returns a stream with elements sorted according to the natural order or using a custom comparator. 119. What is the function functional interface in Java? Function is a functional interface that represents a function that accepts one argument and produces a result. It has the method apply. 120. How do you use stream.toList in Java? Stream.toList is a terminal operation that collects the elements of a stream into a new list. This method was introduced in Java 16.